morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. Still shaking the cobwebs out this morning. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone. I do remember that number, 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
Did you have a late night last night, Lance? No,
well, we did, and I tell you what, I am totally, in fact, our topic today is we have just been busting it out at the home show, and yesterday was the first full day, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. It's kind of our big local news and topic today, and so, yeah, home show, and then headed back out there again, and this morning we were reprinting copies. It was very busy, and so we were reprinting copies and getting some things over there, so, yeah, we're definitely definitely on extreme business. Plus, we're still trying to sell some homes in the meantime. Mm-hmm. So
I know why he's lightheaded, because the helium tank they had out there that was supposed to go for all the kiddie balloons.
Hi, I'm Lance Kenmore.
I know, because I do it too.
Exactly.
That's why we don't have a tank here at work anymore, because we were all sucking off the helium.
It's gone. It's gone. And folks laughing at me over there, of course, that is our in-house lending expert, Mr. Tom Coyne from Quad. Tom, how are you?
You know, we're fantastic. We got a booth out at the home show as well, as you know. And so, yeah, the show's been going great, and excited for the next 2 days.
Well, sounds good. We always like to start off with kind of our crazy or celebrity real estate story. And this week from the website from Porchlight, it's the unique home of the week. And this is a medieval castle that is in Newport, Oregon. So smaller town, and they, the builders of this, just went absolutely all out. And so this has 1,800 stained glass windows. They've gone ahead. They brought in cabinets for the kitchen that were inlaid. It was inlaid wood from an English tavern, hand carved fireplace. And just absolutely replicated to look like a castle. So this place, and now granted, this does not have the extreme prices that we normally see on this segment of the show, but $399,000.
You know, and Lance, that might be a cash deal, because I'm just picturing an appraiser going out there and saying to the lender, well, I had to go 7,200 miles across the pond to get a comparable.
That would probably, if you're going out of the country, I think that they're going to call that into underwriting and might do a review on it. Uh-huh. It also reminded me there's a home in the Tri-Cities right now for sale for $1.7 million that is being marketed as a castle also.
Yeah.
That has some very unique features. John, I think you might have seen it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Also. So when I saw that kind of making the circles in social media this week, I said, okay, let's find another castle close by that's not quite that high price.
Now, with all those windows, do any of their kids play baseball?
Yeah, let's hope not, because that could absolutely be a problem. When you have those specialty one-type windows like that, it does take a little while to get those replaced.
Hey, you know, I did stained glass in high school. It was actually pretty fun, but mine was like a little 4-inch by 4-inch piece. I couldn't imagine doing 1,800 windows.
Trying to replace or replicate that look would be quite an issue. So, folks, what we wanted to kind of get to today and talk a little bit about, and that is right now going on in the Tri-Cities, one of the bigger real estate events that happen throughout the year, and that is at the Regional Home and Garden Show put on by the HBA, by the Home Builders Association, and that is out at Track in Pasco. And so what you're going to be able to do is, doors open for that here in just a little bit. It was going yesterday. We were out there from 10 to 7. Today, opening at 10, closing at 7. And then if you miss today, you can actually hit that also tomorrow, or on Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So now, admission out there is $6 for adults, and then 12 and under is free. You also get, if you bring a non-perishable food item to donate for the Salvation Army, you also get $1 off of the admission price. So we're out there at the Home and Garden Show, and I always like to kind of talk about it this time of year. And it's really a unique, unique experience for somebody that is a homeowner, considering becoming a homeowner, looking for a builder, doing your research. This is a great, great way to get everybody in one spot. So you can imagine if you're thinking about building and you want to talk to six different builders and kind of get a feel for what they offer and what they have going on. Normally you would have to call and have your real estate agent make, you know, five or six different appointments, schedule different times throughout the week to make that happen. Here, you can go out there now and you can walk through and you can talk to, most of the owners are at the show, you can talk to 6, 7, 8, 10 different builders and see samples of what they have, see what lots they have available. And it's just, it's a great chance to really have a list of questions and for you to get a small feel of what you're going to be getting and not have to take 3-4 weeks to do it. You can get a lot of your research done in a very condensed time period out there.
You know, Lance, every year I go out there, I will say I love the white cheddar kettle corn. And I think it's the only time of the year you can get the white cheddar kettle corn. So I will have the big bag.
Yes, yes.
But I'm looking forward to that. I told my wife about it. But every year I go out there and I meet a contractor and we end up doing something. So like 2 years ago, Ulterior Custom Designs, they do like railing, metal railing. They did some really nice rails for us around our deck. And last year we had a patio cover put up at our house and again met them out there. But it's great because you get to walk in, you get to see their product, you see some of the things to do, you meet the owner, you get to know them, and it's not a stranger anymore. So great opportunity for people out there who have some project ideas they want to do.
Yeah, and that's one of the tips that I wrote down for people going out to the show. And I just put that you can either take your smartphone so you can take pictures of something you see that you like, or take a quick notepad to jot down some notes. And in fact, speaking of jotting down the notes, one of the great things about it that sometimes people miss is if you have a little bit of time, it's not just the vendors that are out there, but we have a great, great schedule of topics and speakers going on later today. So, for instance, today at 11 o'clock, household recycling, and this is put on by Waste Management. So they're going to do a quick seminar on household recycling, hit the points on the best practices, best way to do it, what they offer. Coming up into that season of gardening at noon today, they're going to have Caring for Roses, and that's put on by the Tri-Cities Rose Society. 1 o'clock, Kitchen Remodeling 101. So you're going to have Warren Smith out there from Kitchen and Bath Restylers talking about remodeling in the kitchens. So on top of just seeing the vendors, you're going to get a chance to be with the actual experts in each of the individual fields, sit down, get a 30-minute education and seminar about what's going on, and all of this is included in the price of your entry. So there's a lot of entertainment value there. There's a lot of education value there. And it, like I said, it's at a great, great facility. So we are, this year, we are over in the landscaping and garden section. Our booth is set up over there. A lot of the builders are over there. You'll see, for instance, New Tradition Homes came in, and man, they just built, you know, it's fun to see some of the builders come in and they practically build a miniature house inside of there. And so to see what these vendors can put together in the span of a week is really, really incredible. Obviously, some of the highlights so far when you're out there in that garden section, you have Heritage did a fantastic display out there. You've got companies like RPC, the rock placing company out there, and you can kind of see what, if you have some challenging terrain and need to build some walls and look at some of those contractors, this is a great, great display to see what they have. And really, it just blows my mind to see what the full landscape crew can get done in the matter of really just 5 or 6 days. They really don't let those guys in there until Sunday night to start going to town. So there has been a lot of man hours in there. When we were sitting up, they let us in on the vendor side from the real estate companies. We start getting in there on Thursday morning, and it was definitely, the HBA just does a fantastic job, but it is an organizational chaos nightmare, and they manage it super, super well. So, I mean, there were chop saws, people building things, trucks flying everywhere, forklifts moving around, skid steers moving sod around. So it's a lot of fun to get out there. But even for my perspective, from a professional perspective, if you do business with any of those businesses and you're not at the show this year, it's also a great place for you to go see a lot of those providers, a lot of those people that you do business with, and get a chance to get in there, chat with everybody at one spot. And just like Tom said, every year, just from being out there, you end up finding one or two new products, new contractors, or contractors you already knew, but doing things that they haven't done in the past. So maybe they have a new product or service. And if you come by the Kenmore team booth, we're also going to be this year, we're going to be giving away an iWatch. We've got a great Plinko game set up. We've got prizes for the kids that come by to look at playing Plinko and doing that. And from a bigger standpoint, if you're thinking about buying or selling real estate in 2016, at the home show, we give away a free sales commission and a free buyer's agent commission. So, for instance, on a $150,000 house, we're going to give away, when our agent helps you close that home and works with you as your buyer, we are going to give away, in the form of closing costs, our entire commission back to the buyer. And then on the sales side of house, last year we helped, we ended up doing the same drawing where we gave away the entire listing side of our commission and helped a family sell their house. It turned out our winner from last year, they were literally selling a gal, her parents had passed away. And so her and her daughter, they were selling her parents' home and her grandparents' home in Richland that they had built and lived in forever. And so we got to be a part of that process. Mm. We got to, I felt like, honor their family by giving them this commission back to them and really helping their family out. So the giveaway was just fantastic last year. Great experience. Couldn't have gone to a nicer family that really needed that guidance and help at that time point. So a lot of fun. I can't wait to see who the winner is this year. If you come by our booth at the Kenmore team, we're going to sign up for that commission. If you're thinking at all about doing a real estate transaction in 2016, why not have a chance of winning, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 in this drawing? So come by and see us on the garden side of the atrium over there. Be glad to get you signed up for those drawings. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom a little bit about what they're doing at their booth at the home show and catch up on rates and what's going on with lending.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been doing our home and garden show special. That's going on starting here in just about 30 minutes or so. Doors open back up at the track in Pasco at 10 a.m. And Tom, you're down there at the home show and Kenmore team's down there. And it's just a great time for all of us service providers to be in one spot, give the community access to us. And gosh, it's great to see new clients, past clients, and just a good opportunity to talk to people. So what's going on in the lending world? How's things been going with you?
Well, you know, Lance, I've been going to the home show for 10 years or so now, and this is going to be the first year that we're able to market and offer a 5% down construction loan. So that's one of our big focuses when we go out there. Every year I have clients that come up to our booth and say, do you do construction loans? And yes, we did them last year, but we didn't do them at the 5% down for all home buyers. It was 10% down with the select few being able to get 5. But now we just rolled that out to anyone looking to build a house as long as they fit the program requirements. But it's great to be able to get out there and really start offering that product. You know, Umpqua is kind of the new guy in town with construction loans, but we have a phenomenal product. And from what I hear, the feedback of clients, you know, they shop all over the place with the various lenders that are out there. And we end up doing their construction loans quite often. So I'm excited to get out there and really show the products we have and highlight it. You know, some of the things that I want to just chat about on our construction loan is it's a one-time closed construction. We lock that interest rate in before you start building. The same rate you get through the build is the same rate you get after the build. There's no need to modify it. Generally, it's been taking about 30 days or so to close. There's a number of builders in town that are already approved with Umpqua that we've done projects with already. But when you come to us and people say, okay, well, what's the process? So we have a checklist that we provide out to the builder, and it goes in two parts. One is the builder approval process, and one's the project approval process. For the builders who already approve with us, they don't need to provide the builder approval documents, but that's generally, you know, your resumes, your backgrounds, references, licenses, insurance information. We basically look to make sure that they're qualified to build this house. So we don't want just any builder coming in off the streets and us funding a project for them, because what if they can't build the house that we have this money set aside? And now we have a client with a house that's half built and a builder with no experience. We have all this money into it, and we got to go find a builder to actually finish it. So
that would be rough. That would be really rough.
Absolutely. And we really try to do our homework to protect not only the bank, but the client too, to make sure they don't find themselves in that situation. Fortunately, you don't see that very often. But then the second part of the approval process is the project approval. So we get the plans, the specs, the drawings, the elevations, the site plan, the plot plan, the description of materials. We get an idea of what's going in the property, the actual contract that the buyer has with the builder. And we're going to review all that and make sure it's a project that we're going to lend on. And once we do issue the project approval, at that point, we order the appraisal. And the appraiser has a little bit tougher job than if the home's existing, because he's going to go out to the site and he's going to give us a future appraised value based off of the plans and specs and the drawings that he has. Now, he has a good idea of what the project's costing. And what we show him is what's called an acquisition cost. The acquisition cost is a combination of three different things. First, it is the value of the land. Now, with our construction loans, you can either purchase a lot with the construction loan, or you can have an existing lot that you already own. If you already own a lot and you have some equity into it, that equity that you have in your lot will count towards your down payment. But the value of the land is the first part of the acquisition cost. The second is the actual construction cost with the builder. Now, of the construction costs, we're going to break that into two different categories, hard costs and soft costs. I always explain hard costs as things you can touch. You know, your roofing material, the wood, the plumbing, your light fixtures. And then the soft costs are things you can't touch, like your sales tax, builder profit, permits, things like that. The reason we break those apart is for the third category of acquisition costs, and that is the construction contingency. We require a 5% contingency based off of the hard costs of the build. I kind of explain this like this is what if money. Like, let's say you start building, we close your construction loan. As soon as we close that construction loan, that money is allocated, it's there. There's no adding more money or less. We close the construction loan up front. But let's say you decide, you know what, we want different cabinets and they're more expensive. Well, this contingency sets money aside for that specific thing. Or maybe you want to add a fence, or you were going to do asphalt and you change your mind, you want to do concrete. So this is money that's there in case you need it. Now, the nice thing about the contingency and with how our construction loans work is, let's say your total project and the loan amount we set aside is $300,000. And in that is $15,000. If you don't use the contingency at the end, your loan amount is $285,000. So the $300 less the $15,000. And your loan amount only grows, and you only make payments on the loan amount as the builder draws the funds. Every time they request a draw for any work they do, we send an inspector out there before we give them the money. And we're just going to make sure the work's done before we give them the funds. But let's say they pull $50,000 out. Then you're going to start making interest-only payments on that amount. What's really nice for the client is that we set this money aside for them, but they don't start making payments until the builder actually uses it. And the builders love construction loans because let's say that they're going to pay for your house up front and they're going to finance the building. You're going to buy it when it's done. Well, you know, what if their client's to lose their job or rates go up, the client decides not to buy it? There's all these risks that play into the situation when the builders are financing the construction. And with a construction loan, that money's all allocated and set aside before the build ever starts. So it's a great program. I love doing them. And we're definitely going to be out marketing that. Now, for everyone else out there that's looking at projects, you know, I could see how it could be disappointing when you go up to maybe a patio guy and he said, yeah, I can do this deck and this covering. It'll be beautiful. And then you find out it's going to cost $15,000. And you're thinking, how do I pay for this? We have an amazing renovation loan. And the renovation loan will go all the way up to 95% of the value of the house. Now, what's typically hard about coming up with funds for a renovation is on a cash out refinance, you can only go to 80% of the value. And a lot of times these renovations of the products is going to, or whatever projects you're going to be doing, is going to make your house worth more. But the appraisal is done before that work is completed. So we look at that on a cash out refinance, your as is value right now. And if you have the equity position to go up to 80% of the value and then get some cash out to pay these projects, great. But if you're not in a situation like that, or maybe you're doing a full out addition, you want a new deck, all new windows, new roof, siding, carpet, a new pool, a shop, anything you want to do to your house, if you need that future appraised value, you got to do a renovation loan. So we, similar to a construction loan, we get your plans, your specs, your drawings, and we give all that to an appraiser, and we have him tell us, what is this home going to be worth after this work is completed? As long as we have that 5% equity, so again, up to 95% loan of value, we'll fund your entire remodel off of the loan. Now, let's say you already own your house. The first draw is to pay off the existing lien and your existing mortgage, and then all the rest of the money is set aside for the remodel. The builder goes in, he does his work, he requests draws just like a construction loan. We send an inspector out there to verify the work's completed. But it is a fantastic way to actually be able to finance some of these projects that you see out at the track. So we're excited to be able to offer that. We did not have that last year. If you're out and about and you see some ideas, some things you like, maybe you're out shopping for a house with Lance's team and you find a perfect home, but it needs some work, consider that renovation loan because you're able to do those repairs all in one package with one loan.
Tom, that's fantastic information. I love your theory, too. Go see all of the things you want to do to your house and then swing by my booth and we'll figure out how to pay for it.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. So, no, that is a great, great option. And one of the reasons that makes the show like that so successful out there is that you have these options. I mean, you could handle all of this in one trip out there mm-hmm. to the vendors. Plus, you're going to see some very, very cool stuff. You're going to see... you know, I saw great floors out there, ironworks, window cleaners. I mean, I can just go on and down the list. And the amount of vendors, HVAC, if you've thought about, you know, you've got that bonus room over the garage that is can't keep hot or cold. There's people out there were setting up for their mini splits. You can go to the HVAC companies and check it out. So there are just a lot of options. I mentioned briefly the Saturday classes. I also wanted to mention briefly what we have on board out there for Sunday. And Sunday at 11, they're going to have Tom Kay from the Flower Farm talking about growing tomatoes and peppers. So if you're out there in the garden and it's time of year to start thinking about some of that, 11 o'clock, we've got that going on. 12 o'clock from Umpqua Bank here from our own Mr. Tom Coyne. We've got the home financing for the veterans with Heather Lee. So we got that going on. Thank you for having somebody out there to help work on that stuff. 1 o'clock, cabinets, refinish, reface, or replace. And that's an interesting one. And we see that a lot of times in the resale market. You've got those older cabinets. You might be thinking about putting your home on the market. You have me come out and get an analysis, and we can talk about the prices, about what it looks like before, what we might be able to get from it after. And then to wrap everything up at 2 o'clock, and I know this person personally myself, Dr. Stephen Link is going to be talking about gardening with native plants, native plant landscaping and restoration. I've heard him give a similar speech and talk about this a couple times over the last couple years, and as we go through cycles of drought that's out there, and we look for alternatives to our grass that can suck up a lot of water, I think that problem will continue in the future to only get worse. It's kind of nice to see some of those strategies. So really the HBA out there, there. Jeff Losey and his crew, I just want to give a shout out to them. Also, a lot of the people, I saw LaPierre's and a bunch of different people out there helping set up. They've just put together an amazing show, and I've been to some of the other Home and Garden shows just because, you know, it's my profession, and I'll be somewhere on a weekend and see it, and drives my wife nuts, but I got to run over there and just run through it for comparison research purposes. So I've been to some of the ones in Yakima and some of the surrounding areas and Wenatchee, and I got to tell you, I really, they just don't compare to the level of show that we get here in the Tri-Cities. So definitely please take a look at that. Very quickly as we wrap up, I wanted to get this in, and I just wanted to stress enough to buyers that are out there looking in the market. If you want to get the house that I think you're going to want to have, you need to get with an aggressive buyer's agent that is going to help you do that. Three times over the last week, our buyer's agents that have been helping our buyers have had to do some very aggressive things in multiple offer situations. A lot of the best houses right now, we're still finding in multiple offer situations. And to be prepared for that, you need to know what some of those strategies are. You especially need to be pre-approved with Tom, but not just pre-approved. You need to talk some strategies with him about what you're able to do and change and go to in a situation when you're in multiple offers.
You know, Lance, I was just talking with one of you guys' clients this last week, and they're thinking about buying an investment property, and we were talking about the different options for their investment loan, but then we noticed that their primary residence was zoned free and clear. And I brought up to him, you know, why don't we look at getting you a lower interest rate by doing a cash out refinance? And then when you find that property with your team, then you're just a cash buyer now. You're going to look a lot more attractive in that situation.
And that's exactly one of those strategies that can make a huge, huge difference in this market. So feel free to go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a contact. If you're in the market looking, we can review some of these strategies with you. Start going over that. More importantly, for a chance to potentially win the majority of your closing costs paid for, come by our booth, the Kenmore Team booth, at the home show on the Garden Atrium side and sign up for our drawing in 2016 to win all of your closing costs paid as a buyer and also the potentially free sale of your home if you're thinking about selling it in 2016. We'll see you out at the Home and Garden Show.
And until next time, right here on News Talk 870.